It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Okay, folks, in case you're just joining us for the first time, we are a news channel. We bring you alternative news for Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. And I want to thank you for stopping and tuning in to the channel. Happy New Year, 2025. Today is Monday, January 6, 2025. And I greatly appreciate you tuning in to the channel, folks. Thank you so much. I know there's been a lot of stuff going on as far as in the world today, and of course, as well as in my personal life as well, and that is why I am bringing you this podcast. We have some things solved and things sorted out and solved, so we'll be a lot more consistent with the podcast. So with all of that being said, let's get into today's show, shall we? So what I want to talk to you guys about today, folks, is about the world as we know it, and especially here in the United States, with the election of Donald J. Trump, or the re-election, should I say, of President Donald J. Trump. He's been re-elected, of course. And he will be sworn in January 20th, 2025, at 12 noon. So with all of that, the Democratic Party, folks, and again, this is what's going on. The Democratic Party is doing anything and everything they can do to try to sabotage President Trump. And again, I'm not going to get too political on this podcast, but both sides, it was the lesser of two evils between Kamala Harris and former President Donald J. Trump. And so you have to look at things very realistically. What they are trying to do and what the world is trying to do right now is digitize everything. You notice within New Year's Day, January 1st, January 2nd, there are all these car bombs and people down in Louisiana driving a car or truck right into a bunch of people down there, and just all of this drama. And they want to do anything and everything they can in order to justify this, and so that they can create fear among us, especially among Christians, the Christian community, fear, so we will give in to a digital ID. And that's something that we absolutely, positively cannot do. The digital ID, everybody's been already, most people, I think, there's about 80 million people in the United States, 360 million people, but 80 million people here in the United States that didn't take the shot. Let's just put it like that. If I say any more, I'll get banned again. So that took the shot. Well, with that being said, they want a digital ID, and the digital ID eventually, through the mind and plans of Elon Musk, will be injected into you, you know, either in the arm or else they'll hook something up right to your head. And they want to incorporate. Now, it talks about this in the book of Revelation, you know, about the beast and the beast system, that you can't buy, sell, or trade. He that have the mark and the number of his name, which is 666. And again, because I've covered that on prior podcasts, you can go through and you can listen to the podcast, folks. But what's going on here? This digital ID is not about safety, folks. This is about ultimate control worldwide. And this is coming either this year late or probably next year. I mean, folks, humanity, you have to understand one thing about humanity, folks. There are rich elite people, and I do mean elite, billionaires and trillionaires on top of the pyramid, if you will, that control everything. There are people that control the president, even Donald J. Trump being a billionaire, that they even control him to some degree. And you have to understand that, folks. There are groups of certain people in certain countries, and I don't want to say again, if I say that I will get banned and I'll get taken off of this platform that I've been on for over a year here, redcircle.com, there are groups and there are countries and people in those countries that control, they control basically the world. And I've always said this before, there's a few 300 to 500 people out of 8 billion people that run the world, maybe 1,000 max, that literally run the world. And the top of the food chain are the Rothschilds family and the Rockefeller family. They're at the top of the food chain. They're at the top of the pyramid, folks. But they essentially run the world. They have their fingers and their hands and toes in everything. Military, education, travel, tourism. You go on and on and on. Government, they have their finger in everything. And so they're able to basically go ahead, and they're able to pay governments and buy people off and install people, puppet governments, in these places where they want control. I'll give you a classic example here while we're talking. Just like Ukraine, folks, the president before didn't want to play the game, so of course they removed him. They put the puppet in there, Zelensky. Zelensky takes orders. He's getting wealthy in the process. They tell Zelensky, oh, we got to make peace, we got to make peace. Oh, there is no peace. Well, there is no peace, folks, because he's told that if you make peace with Russia, you make peace with Vladimir Putin and Russia, your ass is as good as dead. And this is Zelensky now. I mean, you know, he won't be safe. They'll take him out. And so you have to understand, excuse me, you have to understand, folks, that what's going on in the world is pure insanity. We're being ran by elite.
It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
And people that are Satanists and elitists all over the globe, and they're running, you know, they have child pedophile rings, they have all kinds of things going on, prostitution, pedophile rings, murder, all kinds of stuff, abortions, using baby parts for people, and just, I mean, it's sick. We live in a sick world. We're in the end times. If you don't give your life to Jesus Christ, folks, you're doomed. I'm just going to tell you that you're doomed. This is what I don't like about the mainstream churches, okay? The mainstream churches that I've gone to and pretty much for most of my life, if you don't play the game with these mainstream churches, if you don't play the game, then what happens is that in the mainstream churches, they'll call you a sinner, they'll call you this, they'll call you that. In other words, play the game and listen to what they're teaching. They don't teach you anymore about going to hell. They don't teach you that if you're an adulterer, murderer, this or that, you're going to go and burn in hell, burn in the lake of fire. They don't teach you these things, folks. And that's the problem with Christianity, at least here in America. It's gone from conservative, from God's word, from the word of Jesus' mouth, conservative. We've twisted things and said, there, you know, we want to have a big congregation. And because we want to have a big congregation now, we have to give the people, again, like entertainment, we have to give the people what they want. And they don't want to hear God's word because that scares them. They won't come back next Sunday. They won't put an offering in the tip jar, an offering in the offering plate. Excuse me, I'm thinking of something else, tip jar. But that's how it is. That's exactly how it is. They're in business to make money, just like anything else. I see it around my friends. I've lost some friends. You know, I see it around my family. My family participates just A, because it's a social club. My family up north there, my sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins, nieces, and nephews. My mom and dad have both passed away. So this is how they are, and this is how I see it and what goes on up there in Michigan. Again, you know, church is a social club, church is this, church is that. Sometimes they might stick occasionally at the end of the month, you know, $100 in the offering plate, which, you know, that's good. Thank God. Praise God Almighty in the name of Jesus. But again, you know, they do it. They don't do it with a humble heart. They do it because they feel guilty. There's just there's a lot of things going on in the world, folks. We're at the end times. Anybody that tells you we're not in the last days, and I would tell people we're probably in the start of the last 7 years of humanity or so. It would surprise me if we make it another decade. I don't think what I'm seeing right now and with everything, it doesn't surprise me if we don't even we barely make it 7 years. The Antichrist is just ready. They just have to push a button and go. He's ready. I mean, there's so much information coming out. And what they will do, back to Trump for a second, what they will do, and China's already going through this. China's already going through this, folks, is they have an H5N1. They're getting ready for the bird flu over there. They got some type of another pandemic breaking out in China. I think they have two now. I think they have the bird flu, but they also have something else over there. I forget exactly what it is, but they got another pandemic. They're starting the mask and everything. The mask will come back in this country, and I tell people, 30 days at the soonest, wait about 60, no more than 90 days. So, you know, we're already in March or early April. They're going to start this BS. So originally, as I was reading, and I've been watching and reading and watching a lot of podcasts, they wanted to sink Trump before Trump gets in office, but they're running out of time. They can't instantly bring a bird flu pandemic before January 20th over here. They're going to try something, but they can't do that. So they're going to have to probably wait about 30 to 60 days once he's in office, and then slowly start, you know, and it always starts, all these pandemics, folks, here in the United States, if you're watching and you're monitoring patterns, they always start in the state of New York and the city of New York, and then they gradually make their way across the U.S., and then, of course, California. Everything is always in California, San Francisco, or else, so usually Los Angeles, and then it goes from west on the west coast to the east coast, then finally eventually gets down here to Florida or something like that, then starts spreading all over the place. But that's what's going on. I mean, it's really, really, really sad, but that's what's going on, folks. That's exactly what's going on. It's a very, very, very sad. It's sad. It's just sad what they're doing to the world. It's very, very, very sad. I don't like it. But again, I can't do anything about it. I'm only one man trying to get out this podcast. And again, I do apologize, folks. As I said from the very start, I'll be more consistent on a weekly basis. It's just there's been a lot of different challenges. I'll just leave it at that. Challenges in my life, and it's been very difficult to try to overcome the challenges, but I was able to overcome some of the challenges, and I'll probably, no doubt, be relocating back to Tampa within the next probably 2 to 3 months, by March, April at the very, very latest, within the first quarter or so, and that will be good. I'll be have surroundings, and hopefully have a little home studio again and everything else that I once had, and different things like that. So, folks, so things will be more consistent, and you'll be able to listen to the podcast pretty much on a all weekly basis. And again, folks, I thank you for tuning in. God bless you for tuning in, and I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Be well, be safe, but most importantly, folks, thanks for listening. God bless you. Until next time, that's it. Bye for now.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.